We are at the seaplane base on the fly today, and it is a beautiful Saturday afternoon. We couldn't ask for any more, could we, Shane?
Oh, it's gorgeous out here. We have a soft breeze at our backs. The sun is shining bright, and I don't know if you can hear that. The steel drum in the background.
Steel drum, yeah. It's just like the Caribbean out here.
Beautiful.
Harkening back to days of... any beach paradise, basically.
You know, a quick story off of that. I was just walking through the grounds this morning, and I heard a guest say, "I feel like I just got off a cruise ship at port somewhere."
Yeah, right. It does have that kind of vibe, doesn't it? It
certainly does.
Well, Shane Albers is the chairman of the Seaplane Base, and you've invited a couple of your locals, I'm going to call them, to talk to us today. Who's up next in the hot seat?
Yeah, so we have Tim Kreitz sitting right here next to me. Tim has started with us on the docks, just being a dock volunteer, grabbing airplanes, assisting our pilots as they come in and our full concierge service that we offer them. And now has worked up to a dock coordinator position that's utilized on our docks.
Let's talk a little bit about that, and we're going to talk about water operations in the next segment, but let's talk about once water operations gets them to the dock, what happens next?
Well, thank you for having me very much. I appreciate it. And when it comes to having everybody come to the docks, we are a full concierge service. Pilots that come in, we guide them right to the docks. We give them a service that they can probably don't get on their own time. So when they come in, we greet them with a smile on our face. We help them get out their luggage. We have the kids that are actually volunteering on the base. They grab their luggage and they'll actually help them get where they're going, whether it be a bus or a campsite. And then from there on, we take care of their plane. We'll actually secure it up. We have our excellent boat drivers. We'll actually go and take their plane, put it right out on a plug for them so they don't have to worry about it.
Now, you say plug, for most people that would mean a buoy, right?
That's correct. Yeah, a buoy's out in the harbor. Yep.
Yep.
Right away, I get into the lingo because I'm just learning this position, but I'm enjoying it. It is such a family.
Well, and thank you for volunteering at EAA. What do you do normally the rest of the year?
I wait for another 51 weeks till we can come back to here is what I really do, but... I'm currently retired.
Oh, good for you.
I was in transportation for 30 years, and I got out of that, and now I just wait for EAA every single year.
Wow. Well, that's kind of impressive.
Yeah.
It says a lot, right?
What am I doing wrong?
So let's talk a little bit about your start as a volunteer and how you've climbed the ladder, so to speak.
Well, that's kind of a long story, but I know we don't have unlimited time, so I will shorten it up the best I can. I started out coming to Seapoint Base back in 2009, and that was through the Civil Air Patrol.
Oh, okay.
I was actually come out here for search and rescue when we were on duty, and within 2 years, I ended up becoming the commander of our squadron out here running the search and rescue missions. Once 2020 came around and COVID had shut everything down. The unit was then pulled off of here to go to other places that were highly needed. And our wonderful chairman had asked me if I'd like to come on to this side and join as a volunteer to see exactly how this all worked. And with his guidance and direction, I've learned everything flawlessly. So he's been an excellent leader on everything.
Oh, come on, Tim. No. Well, thanks, bud. Yeah. So, Tim is...
Shucks.
Yeah, dang, man, you're making me blush. Tim has been absolutely fantastic, immediately offering that leadership skill that we need on our docks. We have five docks that we can accept aircraft at. Each dock has two people, and we have five boat drivers running around at the same time, as well as our departure area for planes that want to leave. There's a secondary communication that happens there and the point. But it takes somebody to be able to look at the schedule, look at where they're at in their skill set as everybody continues to grow out here at the Seaplane Base, and really make sure the operation runs smoothly and flawlessly.
That's awesome. So let's talk a little bit about, so we kind of just skimmed over the concierge service, but But really, I was out on the point the other day, and I noticed that an airplane was coming in, and there was, you know, and I fly airplanes for a living. We have, we call them guide men, or women, that direct us in, and I saw wands and the whole nine yards, and it's a very professional operation.
Yes, when someone does come in, they may do not have to be familiar with the operations. They will actually talk to our point operations that will guide them right in through the cut. Once they come in, they'll be given a dock assignment, 1 through 5, and they will actually see a dock operator right out there with the batons and actually marshaling them, letting them know exactly where to go. So anyone that wants to fly in, whether they're just on straight floats or if they're an amphib or even a CB or a lake, you're more than welcome to come right on here. We will guide you to the place that you need to go. We can accommodate just about everybody, with the exception of a few couple larger planes that are out there.
Yeah, and actually those out here in Willow Bay on Lake Winnebago is where we operate out of. You know, we do get the heavy iron in every once in a while. We'll have the Albatross. Back in 2016, we had the Martin Mars that stayed here the entire week. What a cool aircraft. And they just anchor out in the bay. And we will accommodate them however we're able to. We'll send boats out to them to pick them up off the aircraft, take them out to check their airplanes. Really just make everybody feel welcomed here at the Seaplane.
It does sound like concierge service, 100%.
We try to take care of everybody that we can, whether they're on water or on shore. We actually provide everything.
So I'm a seaplane pilot. I've decided this year is going to be my, I'm talking about next year, going to be my seaplane adventure year. I'm going to go to the seaplane base. I'm going to take my plane. I'm going to camp there. So we're going to talk about water operations with Don Smith here in a little bit. But once you get to the dock, the kids greet you. They take your luggage, and you go to aircraft registration, which is 2 steps away from where you get off your plane.
On the lake,
that's unlike over at main grounds, where you've got to, you know, hike and hunt for a registration booth. So you register, you get your armbands for EAA, you do everything right here, and then you're off, guided to the camping site or to, like you said, the bus or an Uber, what have you, and off you go. It sounds fantastic.
And quite honestly, most people that I see that get off the plane just are in awe of looking out at the lagoon, all the planes that are sitting here, and some of them get their campsite all set up, and they may have intentions of hitting the bus to go to main grounds, but you see them wandering here for a little bit longer than what they intended because they just don't want to leave. But they always come back.
Well, sure, because they're camping here.
That's true.
So let's give the plug to the bus service again, Shane, while we have a second.
Yeah, absolutely.
Here.
So the buses run from Gate 21 and the main bus park. Gate 21 is kind of down by the amphib area. It's over in the vintage section down there. They run every 15 minutes throughout the day, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. The last bus leaves the seaplane base to go back to the main field. They're looking for a place to relax and take a dip in the water, enjoy the steel drum, the breeze. Seaplane base is a place to be.
All right. Now I'm going to put you on the spot and say, what is your favorite thing about volunteering at the Seaplane Base?
Well, I'd hate to sound like I'm echoing Miss Lindsay Anser's, but she did coin it very well. It is truly a family down here. I did not start out in the aviation family at all. Seaplane Base is actually what encouraged me and inspired me to go out and buy a plane.
Oh.
I became an ultralight guy.
Okay.
So
what did you buy?
I have a Max Air Hummer, and it's built in 81. And my dream is to actually get on floats, but since it's an ultralight, can't just go down to any shop and buy one. So I've been searching for several years. So if anybody hears anything out there, I'm all ears.
I know that they have inflatable floats for ultralights that keep it in part 103.
Yep. Yes.
You know, there's that little phenomenon. Some people would call it a loophole, but we'll call it a phenomenon.
But yeah, that is really what it was. Seaplane Base just taught me a whole different world. I didn't know it even existed. So because of that, the family, it may be the property and the planes we come and see, but as a volunteer, I will have to say it's truly the family that I get to see every year, only once a week, but that's what it comes down to.
Well, I think Shane will agree with me here. Your experience would be Not a lot different, but different if you fly your own airplane in here.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's we had 15, known 15, first-time visitors at Seaplane Base. And as they were leaving throughout the days, and I had the opportunity to speak with them, I got confirmation they're coming back. They loved it. They're coming back. There really is no better place to be on EAA grounds.
Yeah,
that's my opinion.
Now, you started a cool thing this year, or maybe you didn't start it this year, but I know you were doing it. You organized an event for not straight floats, but for amphibs.
Yeah.
Specifically to draw them over here. Don is over there putting his hands up going, me.
Yeah, that's not me. That is not me. And in fact, we can talk about that one when Don comes up here.
Okay,
but,
good.
What a wonderful event. And Don will share all the details of that.
Yeah. Tim Kreutz, thank you for, number one, volunteering for EAA. Number two, thanks for sharing your story with us today here.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate having me, and you have yourself a wonderful day. Enjoy it.
And we'll look forward to seeing you next year out here at the Seaplane Base.
It's the only place I ever want to be.
51 weeks.
Thank you.
J-Mont G, we're on the fly. Shane Albers co-hosting. He's the chairman of the Seaplane Base. We're going to get really into the meat of the operation when we come back in just a moment. You're listening to On the Fly, J-Mont G. You're listening also to EA Radio.